Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the CDC says ditch the mask, but the message from TSA, not so fast. We're live at SFO, clearing up the confusion.
It's a day San Francisco seniors have been waiting for, the bittersweet significance of today's back-to-school return. Plus,
I said, bear, an actual bear, and she said, yes. B-E-A-R.
It's the video a lot of people in the Bay Area can't stop talking about, how an hours-long standoff with this B-E-A-R, that bear, finally ended. Good morning to you. It's Friday, May 14th. I'm Lynn Keats.
And I'm Michelle Griego. We're keeping it cool all weekend long, including on this Friday. Mary Lee joining us now with our forecast. Mary, might even get a little wet this weekend. That's good news.
Yeah, just a little bit of sprinkle action as you look to your Saturday with an upper level low. Not really expecting a lot of rain, but really we'll take whatever we can get. At least looking at higher humidity, that lower fire danger, thankfully. And with that onshore flow, cooler temperatures. We're starting off our day with morning fog and even some patchy drizzle along the coast and around the bay, with that stronger sea breeze, cooler temperatures once again, and even cooler for our weekend, with the possibility of a few sprinkles or a little bit more drizzle for Saturday morning. Temperatures as we head through our afternoon, another cool day along the coast and around the bay, mid-50s along the coast, upper 50s to low to mid-60s around the bay, and mid to upper 70s mild inland this afternoon. We'll talk more about that weekend forecast coming up. Let's check in with Gianna, tracking a crash on 680.
Yeah, we got a couple of accidents here. The major one, though, is an overturned vehicle southbound 680, not too far from Berryessa. The vehicle did land back on its wheels, but major damage to the car itself and injuries reported in this crash. Two left lanes are blocked now until further notice by fire crews and CHP. So if you're headed out that direction, you might see some slight delays. It is Friday. The impact of traffic is minimal right now, as we're seeing not as many cars on the roadway as we typically do see Monday through Thursday. But just a heads up, we'll keep an eye on that to see if anything specific changes. But again, south 680 at Berryessa, that's where that trouble spot is. A little slow northbound 101 as you head towards that 880 connector, but not too bad as you work your way through there. We do have brake lights, though, as you head into the Altamont Pass. Westbound 580 slow from 205 over towards North Flint. Ann?
I'm Ann McAvick at the Live News Desk. I want to show you some live pictures we're just getting in right now from Stockton of a big fire at the old Stockton Royal Theater. We have a photographer there heading to the scene, as you can see there. This is also known as the Old Empire Theater. It's been closed down, but there have been several fires there over the last 5 years. So we're going to keep an eye on that. As well as this morning, closer to home, the scene of a church fire. This was the breaking news we brought you yesterday, and the investigation into the cause continues. Crews have been out there with heavy machinery all night in Concord trying to shore up the scene so investigators can go in this morning. They've been removing external walls and stabilizing what's left. A fire broke out at about 5 yesterday morning. It was a vacant two-story building on the grounds of Christ Community Church of the Nazarene, and it turns out that the church recently sold the property and it was being converted into affordable housing. Again, we are going to keep an eye on that investigation today. Back to you.
Now to the coronavirus, there's been a flurry of messages from various federal agencies about wearing masks.
Vaccinated people don't have to wear masks in most situations, but it all depends. Let's get right over to Kit Doe, who is live at SFO, to break it down for us. Kit?
Hi, good morning. First off, I just want to show you a beautiful scene out here at SFO. Lots of people jumping on a plane this morning. We have not seen this much activity in quite some time. SFO has seen a sharp rise in the number of departures in the month of May. All righty, so let's get started with a tweet from the White House that happened yesterday. Perhaps you saw it. It had a simple graphic that read, quote, "Fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks." That was tweeted at 11:18 a.m. and then retweeted by the CDC immediately. And then 17 minutes later, the CDC sent this out, tweeting, "Update, if you are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, you can resume activities without wearing a mask, except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, or territorial laws." And then a couple of hours later, TSA Pacific tweeted this graphic, "Face masks required. TSA requires proper wearing of face masks Per federal law, face masks are to be worn at all times. Failure to comply will result in denial of boarding or removal and may result in penalties. So to clarify, some public places where you are at prolonged exposure to strangers in close confined spaces, you'll still need a mask even if you're vaccinated. That includes public transportation, courtrooms, and so on. But in smaller settings like home gatherings, gyms, movie theaters, churches, restaurants, and bars, the CDC says no masks are needed.
That's been one of the things that's been the concern, saying, if I get vaccinated, what difference is it going to make? My life hasn't really changed that much. Well, now your life is going to change that much. For people who are not vaccinated, this might be an incentive for them to get vaccinated.
Confusing?
Yes and no. I think this past year has been confusing immensely. These rules, while seemingly difficult, aren't that hard. I think to err on the side of caution is always a little bit better. So basically wear a mask where you have been wearing it. But for me, at least in outdoor spaces, is a space that's nicest to be able to not wear a mask if fully masked.
And you're going to keep the mask handy?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So psychologically, it'll be hard for a lot of people to let go of those masks. Bottom line here, keep one handy because you never know when you're going to need it. They're not going away completely anytime soon. Live at SFO, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
And the news of mask restrictions loosening for fully vaccinated Americans took many by surprise here in the Bay Area. This theater at San Jose State has been closed for more than a year, but now those who work here are hoping the first act of a post-pandemic world could soon be coming. It's unclear what an audience will look like once it reopens.
Right now, it's looking very encouraging, and I'm really hoping for about 6 to 8 weeks from now that we can begin to have activities safely inside our building again. Once we open up to the public, my vision is that no one will be masked.
The owners of Hammer Theater Center are hoping to expand beyond its own plays and concerts and participating in some of San Jose's big name late summer events like the Jazz Festival.
Happening today, the Santa Clara County Supportive Housing Team is hosting a vaccine clinic and supportive services event for community members in need. The goal of the event is to close the vaccine equity gap. The event will not only help members of the SJ community get vaccinated, but also give them access to food, stimulus check signups, and referral to housing for the unhoused. The clinic lasts from 9:30 this morning until 4 at SJ City Hall. And for details on all Bay Area vaccine sites, we have a resource guide. Check it out at kpix.com/vaccine. Also happening today, high school seniors in the San Francisco Unified School District can go back to in-person learning, but it won't be for long. Their return today is just 2 weeks before graduations begin, which take place from June 1st through June 3rd. The teachers' union and the district reached the agreement last weekend.
New details out of Fremont this morning. A group of parents frustrated over closed schools have officially filed a lawsuit against the city school district. The suit was filed in hopes that it will force district leaders to reopen classrooms for in-person instruction before school is out, even if just for a few weeks. The lawsuit follows through on a threat made in April by parents who say their kids are suffering during the prolonged period of distance learning.
This morning, a bear is back home in the North Bay wilderness after roaming the streets of a San Anselmo neighborhood. The bear was spotted perched on a tree in the backyard of a family home. The homeowners could barely believe it when they saw the animal in their yard. Take a look. It sat in this tree for more than 3 hours. Officers had to make banging noises to keep the 200-pound animal in the tree while the Department of Fish and Wildlife devised a plan to get him out safely. Officers cleared the streets to give it enough space to find its way home. The bear eventually made its way down, darted through another backyard, and smashed through a fence.
I said, bear, an actual bear? And she said, yes, B-E-A-R.
It's a real thing. Longtime San Anselmo residents say they have never seen anything like this before and that it's a tale they'll tell for years to come.